hot ants in an orgy too hot for words. Chapter 1. When my cousin Keith told me what happened after his sister's wedding, I couldn't believe my ears. How can one guy be so fucking lucky? Jeez! Can you imagine getting 4 hot pieces of ass all at one time? I'm lucky just to get 1, let alone 4. And the best part was, one of the hot cunts he fucked in that wild and crazy orgy was his adoptive mother. Wow! Talk about hot! With all of that talk about Keith fucking his adoptive mother, it made me think of my own adoptive mom and how much I've always wanted to do her real nice body. My name is Brian, and I'm a 20-year-old horny fuck just like my cousin. All I want to do is get laid, and like Keith, it makes no difference to me who we do. Shit, I'll do mothers, aunts, cousins, even sisters. I don't care. Like him, I'll fuck them all, anywhere, anytime. As long as they're not blood-related, and none of them are, since I'm adopted, it's perfectly okay, right? Anyway, with this kind of thinking, my time for bawling pseudo-family came with an invite to another cousin's wedding that was also out of state. This meant that we all needed someplace to stay for 2 nights and 3 days. Something that wasn't a problem, since we had the computer-savvy Aunt Eileen surfing the internet for hotel bargains. As it were, my real sweet aunt booked us 2 rooms on the internet at a nearby motel. My father and uncles couldn't go, leaving me as the sole male escort for the 4 older women. I'd stay in one of the rooms while the 4 ladies shared the other. That's how it all started. Yeah, this is boring, but it's the facts. What wasn't boring is what happened once we got to the motel. Like Keith, I was in for a rare treat since I already knew from him how 3 of these women behaved when away from their stifling spouses. From what Keith told me, Aunts Pat, Elva, and Eileen were about as hot as any women he ever did, except maybe for his own hot adoptive mother, who, for her own personal reasons, chose not to come to this second wedding. So instead of Aunt Loretta coming to the wedding, my own adoptive mother came instead. My hope for Susan was that she'd come even more than his mom. How much she'd come with no husband around, I'd know soon enough. Once we checked in, we found a gift basket inside each of the rooms. Each basket contained trinkets and snacks, as well as a few bottles of wine that would surely get the ball rolling. The ladies popped them open while getting dressed, but drinking the wine didn't get them drunk. It just made them less inhibitive. They all thought nothing of walking around the room in only their underwear. Needless to say, that got my ball rolling. So, with an hour or so before the wedding, I knocked on their door fully dressed and ready to go. Little did I know, but none of the women were even close to being ready. Oh, their hair was done, and some of them had on their makeup, but that was it. What they didn't have on was their dresses. Everyone, including my own adoptive mother, paraded around in front of me in only their bras, panties, stockings, and garter belts. Talk about getting a guy all worked up for fucking any one of them. I didn't know who to look at first, so I started with the female who had the biggest set of tits. That turned out to be the hot and wild Aunt Pat. Her rack was enormous, only making my cock enormous. That, and the look in their eyes, was the first sign of what was to come. A guy's not supposed to get stiff from looking at his sexy aunt, so I turned away from one aunt and looked at the sugar-sweet Aunt Eileen instead. This wasn't a good idea after all. The sweet aunt had a great rack too, not nearly as big as her sister-in-law's hefty set, but they were big enough to make me have the same nasty thoughts. Then there was the lusty smile my uncle's wife gave me when she saw me gawking at her and Aunt Pat. That alone was another sign of where this night was going. Still being the nice guy, I dismissed their big tits, the lusty look and smile, and turned towards the dresser and